Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.
Empowering the Ummah.
Bashakl rango gul bas haqeeqat mein khaar hai duniya ek pal mein hai idhar se udhar char din ki bahar hai duniya zindagi naam rakh diya kisne zindagi naam rakh diya kisne maut ka intezaar hai duniya jagaji lagane ki duniya nahi hai ye ibrat ki ja hai tamasha nahi hai jagaji lagane ki duniya nahi hai ye ibrat ki ja hai tamasha nahi hai अजल ही ने छोड़ा न किसरा नजारा इसी से सिकंदर सफाते बिहारा पड़ा रह गया सब यूं ही ठाट सारा हर एक लेके क्या क्या न हसरत सिदारा जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है मिले खाक में अहले शां कैसे कैसे मकी हो गए ला मका कैसे कैसे हुए नामवर बेनिशा कैसे कैसे जमी खा गई नौजवा कैसे कैसे जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है तुझे पहले बचपन में बरसों खिलाया जवानी में फिर तुझे को मजनू बनाया बुढ़ापे ने फिर आके क्या क्या सताया अचल तेरा कर देगी बिल्कुल सफाया जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है यही तुझे को धुन है रहूं सब से वाला हो जीनत निराली हो फैशन निराला जिया करता है क्या यूं ही मरने वाला तुझे हुस्न जागिर ने धोखे में डाला जगा जी लगाने
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلاً وسهلاً ومرحباً بكم and welcome to the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Suleiman Yusuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 19th of Safar 1447, corresponding to Thursday the 14th of August 2025. We'd like to welcome our show and we'd like to welcome the listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and wherever you are listening to us on any radio station or any online streaming platform, we'd like to welcome you Ahlan wa Sahlan. Today, our topic being something that we have to keep in our minds all the time, and that is Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. Every soul shall taste death. And how we remember the marhum, when a family member or someone very close to us passes away, when we hear the news or they hear the passing of passing, we say Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. To Him do we belong, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to Him, and to Allah, is our return. Death is an inevitable reality. And like I mentioned earlier, every soul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, every soul shall taste death. The greatest Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam experienced the transition of death. You know? So we all, like when even the animals, in the animal kingdom, no one is spared from the cup of death. Yet it's not the end of our relationship with those whom we love. Yes, we make dua for them, but we should always remember them in our duas. And we should always remember the people or our loved ones when they pass away. So it's not the end of the world. Yes, we grieve for that moment. We remember them in our duas. You know, sometimes there will be a lot of memories that we think of them, and the certain things that they used to do, certain phrases that used to tell us, we'll always remember. And, you know, especially in our household, I am basically a carbon copy of my father. And certain things, and in the way I say it, it will remind my mother of my beloved father. And she'll tell me, Suleiman, don't say it like that. You know, and for the menfolk, we should visit the graveyards or the qabristans if you are close by. Try and make it a point. Like with me, I make it a point that, you know what, it's a Sunday routine. That every Sunday, I go and I go to the graveyard, and I read a Yasin, I make dua for my beloved father. But it is not a end of the relationship, but rather Islam provides us with a clear and beautiful and deepful meaning in the way to honor our marhumin. This goes beyond the grief and mourning, because yes, we are allowed to grieve and mourn for 3 days. But after that, we should continue. Yes, we should not forget them, but we should move on with our life, because time heals all wounds. Sometimes you will remember them, you will break down, you will cry. It is nature, it is natural, it is human to feel this way. From an Islamic perspective of death and action, when we receive the news of someone who passes away, in the noble Quran, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. To Him we belong, to Him is our return. The statement reminds us that all of life and death is in the hands of Almighty Allah. Wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah Ta'ala. Good and bad comes from Almighty Allah, and we should accept it. We came in this world as a piece of clot, a piece of flesh. We came with nothing. We come in this world and we leave with nothing. And that is the circle of life, and that's how things are. That's how things are meant to be. That we come into this world with nothing but just the skin on our backs. And what we leave with? 2 pieces of cloth. And we should be prepared. But you know, we can never be prepared for death. Be it in the family, be it in friends, be it whoever it is, we can never ever be prepared for it. I know there was a very good friend of mine in school. It was grade 11. And it was a few days before Eid al-Fitr, and he had an accident. Officer, now you must know, at that time he was probably 17, 16, 17, yeah. And it was two days or three days before Eid. And he had an accident, and the car wrapped around the tree. He wasn't driving, but his mouth was written in like that way, that he was going to pass away like that. You know, he was, may Allah Ta'ala grant the family Sabrun Jameel. And we still remember our friends, we still remember our loved ones in any way whatsoever. We make dua, Allah Ta'ala grant each and every one of them Jannat al-Firdaus. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. And make the covers from the gardens of Jannah. Whilst we grieve is natural and Islam allows it, but we must ensure that our actions mustn't go against Sharia. We mustn't do things that are bid'ah. Mustn't do things that are innovative. Mustn't do things that are against the Sharia, the Quran and Sunnah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when a man passes away, all his deeds come to an end, except for three. His ongoing charity, which is Sadaqah Jariyah, a beneficial knowledge which he imparted, and a righteous son or righteous child who prays for him. This is narrated in Muslim. This hadith shows us exactly what benefits the deceased. Our efforts should be focused on these three things. We should continuously make dua for the deceased, because that's what they are waiting for. Because they cannot speak, obviously. And they cannot make, they cannot have, or they cannot do anything. They can't even make one subhanAllah. But rather, when we read the Surah Yasin, we send the Isa alayhi salam unto them. You know, they wait for the dua, you know, of our beloved parents, those that have passed on. We read the following dua: رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Oh Allah, forgive my parents until the day has been established. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ and the believing mu'min وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ, until the day has been established. And also for our beloved parents, we read the dua: رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have mercy on my parents. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Have mercy on my parents just as when they had mercy on me. Something to that effect. So we should always make khidmat of our parents, look after them. And you know, anyone that we know, if they have passed away, and if you can still remember, we remember the good that they did. But if you did anything harmful or might have said anything hurtful to them, turn to Almighty Allah. Say, Ya Allah, if I hurt so and so, Ya Allah, you forgive me. Because sometimes it can linger in a person's brain, in a person's thoughts, subconscious. And you know what? I said this here to this person, and now he's no more. I can't even go to him and ask him for maaf. So he turned to Almighty Allah and said, Ya Allah, this person, I had a quarrel with him. We never spoke. We stopped speaking. And now he has returned to your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive me for anything that I might have hurt him in any way, might have caused him any taklif in any way. Ya Allah, you forgive me for all my sins. And on a continuous basis, we should always make dua that, Ya Allah, forgive me. رَبَّنَا اغْفِلِّي, رَبَّنَا اغْفِلِّي. Between those two sujood, you say, رَبِّ اغْفِلِّي, رَبِّ اغْفِلِّي, رَبِّ اغْفِلِّي. Based on our Quran and Sunnah, here are some of the most effective and agreed upon actions that we can take for our marhum. Like I said, we make sincere supplications, make sincere dua for them. This is the thing that they wait for. You know, we make dua for them, that Ya Allah, you make it easy for them. Ya Allah, you save them from the azab of the qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, elevate their status. Ya Allah, make the qabr from the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. You know, there's so many people that have passed away recently. People we know, people we don't know, you know. And it's a very grievous moment for the people that go through it. You know, I can tell you firsthand because I know what was it like to lose someone who was so close to you. And even a friend, but if that doesn't matter, person that you see on a daily basis, and then you hear of them passing away, it brings, as a human, you feel that emotion that you say, "Ish, I just met him last week, or I was with him yesterday." You know, and you feel that emotion, but you have to be strong. You have to make dua for them. That's what they want. And the most perfect, the sincere prayer from a living person for the deceased is a gift of mercy. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when you pray over the dead, make a sincere supplication for him. This is narrated in Abu Dawood. And there's a beautiful, beautiful comprehensive dua. Allahumma akfir lahu wa rahamhu wa afihi wa afu anhu wa akrim nuzulahum wa wassir maqlahum. And the dua goes on. But the translation is, O Allah, forgive him, have mercy on him, give him safety and pardon him, and honor his entry and make his grave spacious. Wash him with water, snow and hail, and purify him from sins as white as a white garment is purified from dirt. This is narrated in Muslim. Look at the dua that is of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the deceased. We should all try to learn this dua, inshallah. If you need a reference, it's Muslim, hadith number 963. Hadith number 963. Give out charity on their behalf. Give sadaqah jariyah on their behalf. You know, whenever you see a beggar or a street person, they just give out, you know, sadaqah on their name. I mean, it's a wonder and two, when we ease, if they lighten the cover in the azab, if they go to any azab, lighten the punishment in the cover. But we always ask Almighty Allah, that Ya Allah, you have mercy on them and save them from the azab of the cover. This charity that continues to benefit others long after it is given, with the reward consistently reaching the donor, even after death, we can give this charity in the name of the deceased. So even if you want to build a borehole, if you want to build a well, you know, you want to give your, you want to build a masajid, you know, you can build a masajid in their name, and that will be a formal sadaqah jariyah for them. That it will be an ongoing reward that will be keep on going into their akhirat bank account. And that's what they want. They only want duas. They don't want anything else. Because they are lifeless, they are helpless. Nobody is there to assist them. They are alone. So the only thing that can assist them is your du'as and Allah Ta'ala's mercy. And we should always remember, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah. And that's what we should remember. Allah Ta'ala's mercy overpowers his anger. And when a person passes away, the first thing that we need to do, my respected listeners, is repay their debt. Whoever they were owing, that's the first thing that we have to do, is to sort out the debt of the deceased. Wind up their estates, whatever it is, we sort that out and clear everything before moving on to the inheritance part. But you first sort out the debt of the heirs, the debt of the deceased. If they had any debts that they owed, any accounts, then you know, they always, when you go to the for janazah salah, the imam will always say, whoever owes the marhum anything, or if the marhum owes y'all anything, please come forward, or you go to the relevant party in the family. Because you must make it known that maybe if somebody is there and now, they can't, obviously, they can't tell the marhum, but you go to the family and tell them, listen, this is what your the marhum or marhuma owed me, so and so on this date. this is how much, and whatever they, whatever it is, whatever it was owing, you know, the person who the debt is being owed to can either waive it and say, make maaf, you know what, or they can ask for it. But in that, it's their haq, you know. So you have to sort out the debts of the deceased. Then, we should, when we're remembering our deceased, we should be a form of strength, and we should honor their memory by speaking good of them. You know, what good they did, you know. Little things that they did will remind us, and we can laugh about it. We embrace it and we rejoice it. And we remember them on a daily basis, and then we should read Surah Yasin for them as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed immense loyalty to his deceased wife, Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha, by maintaining friendship with her friends. And he says, the best way to honor one's father is to maintain a good relationship with his friends after his death. So we should find out who your father's friends are, and you should keep ties with them, keep contact with them, because they had a very good relationship with your father, so you should try and keep it up with them as well, inshallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should avoid a public display. We shouldn't come into public and start screaming and crying, you know. This includes excessive wailing, tearing clothes, and all, you know, the Shias, they do these stupid, crazy things. It includes excessive wailing, tearing of clothes, and public display of despair. Islam encourages us to have sabr and the remembrance of Almighty Allah. We should have sabr. We should bear it with patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, in Surah Baqarah also, when you're going through any calamity or you hear of anything, you say, وَقَالَ إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on our deceased, forgive them for all their sins, and grant them the highest stage in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the strength to remember them through our sincere duas. So inshallah, let us make dua for our beloved deceased and all the marhumin. Oh Allah, forgive the Muslim men and Muslim women, the believing men and the believing women, those who are living and those who are dead or who have passed away. So inshallah, we make dua. We make dua, Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon them. It's gone at 25 minutes to 11 Central African time. And this is where we come to the end of our show, inshallah. And before 11, we will call out the remaining programs that are to follow. Jazakallah khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And we will catch up with you next week, inshallah, next week, Tuesday. Bi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.